Okay, do you think he can spank if he's a teddy bear?
I mean, to the extent that you could take the limb of a teddy bear and like whack somebody with it, sure.
I'm just curious.
Just
Yeah, it's just a
stop.
soft puff, like a puff of air. Hello.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Valentines.
Hi, my little Valentine's babies.
Oh.
Welcome to Say Smut, a literary podcast for readers and non-readers.
Thanks for coming by today. That's Sarah, and she loves books so much. Books are her Valentine.
Yeah, and that's Hope, and she loves talking to me about books. That is the Valentine she gives me, is talking about books. But we're having, okay, well, I should say, each episode I break down the plots of some pretty wild books to Hope, who has not read them. And now that I've gotten our little quotation done for the beginning of our podcast, I am so excited to say that you, listener, have been invited to a very special birthday party this week. Because Hope is our little Valentine's Day baby.
Wow.
And so I have a special birthday episode planned for you. And before I get into any of that, what do you have special birthday plans that you'd like to share?
Yes. So I have the next few days off, which is great. Doing some getting tattoos, doing some picking up a birthday cake from the place that I work at. I will be going to dinner at some point, and then after I work on Saturday, a bunch of my coworkers are going to watch Love is Blind, and I'm going to effort to not look at the screen the whole time.
Oh, are you like you mean you're gonna try not to look at who's talking?
I'm gonna try and do Love is Blind blind.
Yeah, you're okay. I've seen people do this.
Yeah,
So
pretty excited.
that is an exciting, okay. Birthday cakes, birthday tattoos, birthday love is blind, blind.
Yes, Love is Blind
Amazing.
blind.
Amazing. Well, you can tell, Hope, that I hid the title of our book today.
Correct.
Because we are reading Banging My Birthday Bear by
Ooh.
Holly Wilde.
Ooh.
I can't, off the top of my head, remember if we've done a Holly Wilde book. I don't think we have, but I've had her on my list for a long time because she has a lot of sentient romance books. But do you have any questions, thoughts, concerns before we get in too far to our descriptions?
I mean, obviously, I have a lot of questions, but I think I'm going to save it for the
You
book.
should. You
Okay,
should.
I will.
Okay. So, Banging My Birthday Bear doesn't have a lot of content warnings. It's just sexual content. This is a very lighthearted book. I got to think of how many pages this is. I wonder if I can find it on my Goodreads. Oh, can't find it. I think it's like 30 some pages. It's again very short, very
Amazing.
spicy. And I think it's in a series. There's like a series of birthday bear fucking. Or something like that. Anyway, I think
No.
it's the same make. I think what it is the same main character keeps fucking different things on her birthday. Maybe I'm wrong.
Amazing.
I just might have made that up. Okay, so it has a 3.06 on Storygraph and a 3.09 on Goodreads.
Ooh.
This little description is from Goodreads about our author, Holly Wilde. I'm guessing these are her direct words. I think they are. Too often we feel the need to explain ourselves. Society as a whole, but especially women, have been raised on the idea that we have to justify our emotions and explain our every action. That's not how I live my life, and that's not how I write my books. I create the world of Wilde around that principle and begin crafting carefree sans drama stories for readers to fully immerse themselves into. If you're looking to escape the boundaries of reality that we so are so often confined to, then look no further. Sentient, smutty smut and li literal personification of everyday items is what you'll find here. Hi, nice to
Beautiful.
meet you. I'm Holly, no explanation, Wilde. And if you don't buckle your seatbelt up for this ride, your chair will do it for you.
Whoa.
Okay. So, why don't you kick us off, birthday girl, and tell
Okay.
us if you have a fun birth story? I asked, instead of you doing some research, I had you do research on yourself
True.
in answering some questions. So what's your mom's story of how you came to be?
Yes. So mine is that my mom and I joke that I wanted to be born on Valentine's Day. My birthday is on the 14th. I'm not 100% sure what my projected due date was, but my mom had an induction scheduled for Valentine's Day. And then she didn't even need it because I came anyway. I was like, Valentine's Day, that's a great day to have a birthday. Sign me up.
Yeah, let's get this baby on the road.
Mm-hmm. And then before I was born, this is not really a birth story. It's just a story that I think is really funny. My name wasn't originally going to be Hope. My name was originally going to be Faith. And my sister came up to my parents one day and was like, Mommy, Flaith is not my favorite name to say.
Oh my gosh. That's really funny.
And so it's not my name now.
That's iconic. And the weird thing to me is like Hope and Faith. I just was talking the other day to my mom, and I know obviously you a Hope, and then mm-hmm. I know a Faith, and I was talking about the Faith, and then mom thought it was you because I think
fair. it gets conflated a lot.
Yes.
For
yes.
people.
That's fair. So you came on Valentine's Day.
I think in the afternoon.
Sure. Why not?
And I'm pretty sure I was huge. So,
Well, okay. To be fair, your brother has massive babies too. I was just talking to you about this, where I was like,
"It's true." My sister has also had several. I mean, pretty big babies, but yeah.
But none of you guys are like terribly tall or anything.
No, and my sister was small. So my mom talks about how she didn't pave the way for me all the time.
Yeah,
and I had like broken blood vessels. Oh. In my eyes, and she had broken blood vessels.
Oh gosh.
Okay. But don't
medical
worry,
trauma warning because,
sorry content warning. But then I paved the way for my brother because I'm just such a strong influence and great sister.
You really you're a trailblazer. Mm-hmm. You're an influencer. Mm-hmm. Now we're gonna fast forward to a day I remember. But for our audience, do you want to share how you spent your 30th birthday?
Yeah, I'm gonna not even lie. It took me a long time to remember what we did for my 30th birthday, and I was very embarrassed. I was conflating like three different years of birthdays. I could not figure out what was on what day. I was like, surely this must have been one of the really traumatic years, and that's why I'm not remembering what I did for my 30th birthday. But then, as I was doing this research, I looked down because I often sit like a shrimp on my couch when I do stuff. And I saw the shirt I was wearing, and it all came back to me.
It was like a That's So Raven moment.
It was. So, sort of a two-parter. Earlier in the week, we all went to a bachelor watch party at that one place with the with the pickleball. Sarah knows. We would go to this place, and they would put the bachelor on, and then they would have like bingo for stuff like, you know, mark off a square if someone talks about their journey.
Yeah.
Mark off a square if someone cries looking off into the distance. And I remembered that because the shirt I was wearing was one that friend of the pod Liz gave me.
That's
just an amalgamation of things that I like represented into a graphic. So it's like a rose background for the bachelor with illustrations of dogs that kind of look like my dogs, and one's dressed up like Harry Potter because it was a different time, and the other one's got Iowa stuff on, and they're sitting next to a D20 dice birthday cake with a 30 on it, and I think one's holding a bottle of whiskey.
Yes. All the things that I would summarize you all as.
It was just everything that Liz could think of that I had ever said I liked got generated into a shirt. And then another thing that we did, my brother came into town, and I assume other people were there, and we all went to, can't remember for the
Ricochet,
life of me, Ricochet, yes, game bar place with like not really shuffleboard, but or like the bar shuffleboard and like...
Yeah.
Skeetball and all kinds of stuff. And Sarah made me a cake with the Olympic rings on it. So I assume we watched the Olympics.
It was the Winter Olympics.
Yes.
And you are obsessed with the Olympics too. So I made the shittiest cake in the world.
No, it was beautiful and delicious.
And then we went and watched some.
We did.
Some Olympics.
And then either the same day or the next day, but I think the same day, I made everybody watch Dimension 20 Tiny Heist for like a few hours.
It was good.
It was good.
Because that was pretty. How long ago?
Three on Friday.
Yeah, three on Friday. So then I, yeah, that would have been like still like semi, like we're coming out of COVID time. I remember it was kind of like a weird time, and your husband works in the medical field. So it was just kind of like a weird, like, how do we celebrate? And, but yes, what a good time. And that cake is like,
it was great.
Imagine everybody, I want you to imagine making a baker a cake that looks like shit.
To be fair though, was not a baker at the time of that birthday.
Liked I was baking.
Yeah, but I made like box cakes.
Yeah, still.
It's okay. Not. It was not. Don't let her talk down this beautiful cake.
Okay. Maybe we'll put it on, if we have a picture of it, we'll put it on the Instagram. Well, I want to immerse ourselves into this scene now that we know what Hope's story was. Let's talk about our main character, Mia, who spent her 30th birthday at a cabin getting wasted with her two best friends. Okay. So these girls are pretty far gone. But, you know, the besties decide what better time to bring in Mia's birthday present. So at this point in time, I will ask you one more question, which is, what is the best present you've ever gotten for your birthday?
I have a really cheesy answer to this, which is that I remember the experiences of my birthday more than I remember things I've gotten as gifts. So like, the things I remember most about past birthdays, like my mom always made these heart-shaped sugar cookies on a stick with all this frosting on them that I would give to my classmates. Or one year when I was like super, super little, like maybe kindergarten, maybe preschool, really small, I had like a whole princess themed party, and my mom made these huge paper like princess hats with like long kind of like
tulle
coming off the back of them.
Oh,
and there was like
Chapel Roan at the Grammys.
Yes, exactly. Yes, like Chapel Roan at the Grammys. But before that, because it was in the 90s. And then like a cat, she made a whole castle to put on the walls. And we played put the crown on the princess, which was like a princess she made out of like paper and a crown that she made. And I think we did like a dragon pinata and then had a cake that was a castle. For my 16th birthday, we hung for no reason, because I was not into any of this music. We just hung vinyls from and like streamers from the ceiling of our partially finished basement. And my friends came over and we all just hung out in my basement. And my mom made me a cake that looked like a vinyl record, and she used fondant for it. And I don't think she'd ever used fondant on a cake before. So that was very fun. And so like, in general, all my birthdays seem super fun to me, especially the ones when I'm a kid, because at school, like, there's a party for Valentine's Day every year. And that's so, like, true. It always, because I'm so self-centered, just feels like it's all about me.
Well, it's hard to, like, it's so hard. We both have young nieces and nephews, and it's so hard because I have 4-year-old nephew and niece who they think every present is for them, and they don't know when it stops, right? So when we have Christmas and we have divorced parents, and then like my sister comes to my mom's side and then my dad's side and then her own Christmas that they all are opening presents, they don't know when it stops. So I can imagine being like a really young kid and being like, wait, this has all got to be about me. I have to get more presents.
It's like, you're giving Valentine's to everyone. I would like volunteer to decorate my classroom for our Valentine's Day party so that it would be as lavish as an elementary school Valentine's Day party could be, with like heart paper decorations and streamer and stuff. Like, we would have what in my head felt like the most extreme Valentine's Day parties when I was in elementary school at school. And it would be like my
anybody could say that. I think, I don't know. There was something about, especially, I don't know what kids do nowadays, but when we were like late 90s, early 2000s, there was some other thing. Cause we'd also do like a whole, I know my school did 100-day celebration of school, right?
Yeah. I think that's still a thing.
Yeah. So it's just like all those fun little, and you're like, oh my gosh, everything. And then you typically got to decorate like a bag or something for them to put your Valentine's in.
Yeah. Or like a cardboard box with a hole cut in.
Yes. And my mom is a crafter, as your mom is also very crafty. And so my mom would always go above and beyond. And so, it just always made you feel so special.
I love that stuff.
Oh, well, okay. Let's talk about Mia's special experience.
I'm sure it was also cute and heartwarming and wholesome.
so wholesome. I mean, to a degree, we do have a teddy bear involved. So these girls are so far gone. And so what better time to bring in the present than when they're wiggy wasted?
Mm-hmm.
So Mia, probably you have guessed, gets this massive present that is life-sized, and it's a giant teddy bear. Okay. There's sure.
Very big ones.
No, like life size. And I'll give you a description.
Like absolutely huge.
Yeah. I'll give you a description here in a second.
Cool.
The thing is, there's an inside joke to this teddy bear. And I assure you, you will not know what the inside joke is. I was going to be like, do you want to guess? But there's no way, unless you do. Do you want to try and guess?
Is it just that she humps teddy bears?
Close. Back in college, there was a night where she was really drunk and started having sex with her boyfriend, only to realize it wasn't her boyfriend. He was actually passed out on the couch. It was her teddy bear.
Wow.
I don't think that once you get more descriptions, I don't know how she mistook a teddy bear for her boyfriend, but okay.
Hard to say.
So this is the description of our teddy bear.
Okay.
Glossy button eyes seem to lock onto mine as if he knows all about my secret night in college. He might look a little like my one-time lover, but there's no mistaking the differences. This bear is colossal, towering over all of us. My gaze travels down from the bear's face, taking in his sculpted chest adorned with a slight layer of fuzzy fur. The bear's shoulders are broad, its biceps massive. The bulging nearly as thick as my legs. Each abdominal muscle is crafted with care, creating a chiseled six-pack that's almost too perfect, not that I'm complaining. Then she goes on to say, the golden shorts he's wearing are stretched taut. The fabric accentuating every detail instead of providing coverage. It's as if his thickness is practically begging for liberation from its constraints. That's
fascinating.
Yeah, no, so he's like a ripped teddy bear.
Yeah, there's a meme I'm imagining in my head, or maybe it's just like an actual teddy bear or like stuffed animal you can buy that has like a very big buff chest and like huge arms. I'm just imagining a really buff teddy bear.
Well, you're going to be pleasantly surprised by our cover later on. So the girls are proceeding to tease Mia about all of this, but also they're making like these weirdly serious references to his penis. Like they're taking it a little too far where I'm like, do you want to fuck the teddy bear? Like it's no longer where I'm like, I think you really want to fuck this teddy bear. I
think we should all address our feelings for the teddy bear.
Yeah. And so they all decide to like gather around and take a peek in the shorts. And sure enough, he's massive.
Because obviously a teddy bear would have a huge dong.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you how many times they reference his massive penis in this book. But
so interesting.
It probably takes up 40% of the book if you were to compile all the sentences about his penis. So they decide to get the massive bear into her bedroom and they like kind of throw him onto the center of the bed and they're like, okay, it's so late and we are so tired. Yawn, yawn, yawn. Okay, good night. Good night. Okay, don't do anything with your bear.
Definitely course, don't fuck this bear.
Don't fuck the bear. So Mia has a tradition of getting off on her birthday, whether solo or with a partner. And of course the tradition started when her first teddy bear encounter. Okay. And it will not stop now. Okay.
Obviously. So
as she's going to work on herself, the bear is kind of like in the way and kind of getting in her space. Cause she's like, I can't even like, he's taking up so much of the bed. I can't spread my legs as necessary.
Right. It's the biggest teddy bear that's ever existed.
So what would you naturally do but start dry humping the bear?
Knew this would happen.
Yeah, and start giving it him a hand job. But, you know, why stop there when you can fully mount him, okay?
I just don't understand why this bear has genitals. like this. And
at one point, the friends are even like, we didn't even pay for the extra package, so this is a pleasant surprise. Like, no one questioned that?
No.
Okay. So, as she's trying to get adjusted, mounting him, she's, like, wrapped her arms around him and, like, feels something on his back. So, she begins, like, messing with it, being like, what is this? And it clicks, and suddenly she hears, happy birthday, Mia.
This is a audio platform, but I am shaking my head.
Have you ever seen at least the trailers for Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yes.
I feel like it is that, but sexual. Okay.
So spooky. For me, personally.
To be fair, she kind of makes it sound like he was kind of creepy when he was like, happy birthday, Mia.
I mean, that and is creepy.
She kind of gets freaked out, and he's like, oh, I don't mean to scare you. I'm just here for your birthday present.
That makes it even worse.
Mm-hmm. And so she literally, obviously, now we know, she literally turned him on. And of course, she's shocked, right? She's like, what the hell? And he's like, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And he says, quote, should we continue your annual birthday tradition? And she's like, how do you even know about that? And he says, quote, you were with a bear when you started the tradition, weren't you? And that's that. Like, that just explains it all.
Sarah, don't you know that all sexy bears have a hive mind?
Yeah, they all have one conscience. And, like, that's it's actually the same mind of the bear that she fucked so many years ago. Oh, my God. Okay, so we just graze over that. On to the next. So at one point, she's describing him like caressing her. And I'll give you this quote, because I want to make it clear that he is still in teddy bear form. It's not that he's a bear now, right? Like, he's not like a full-fledged bear. He's still got
soft, fuzzy,
you know, like, he's still got like the button eyes, that type of thing. But we get this quote, a singular claw slides along my skin, teasing its sharpness along my collarbone as it dips below the thin straps. And I want to know how real the bear's claws are. Like, you know what I mean?
What? Like,
what is now real and what is real bear? What is teddy bear? You know?
The most, like, claw I've seen on a teddy bear is still, like, a soft. Usually yes. There's, like, a pleather material. And then wrap it to kind of look like a little claw, like at most.
Yeah, maybe it's a piece of plastic.
Sometimes it's just a little bit of felt, just a few little pieces of felt in there.
And there's so many quotable moments, and I throw a lot of them in here, but I don't get to all of them. Woo, Ruthie. Ruthie was like, give me all them quotes.
Ruthie's like, I'm ready to hear it. You'll forgive me. My husband has come home.
That is okay. Well, I'm glad he made it safe because we are having snow here.
Yes, right it's now. Snowing so much, y'all.
So back to our claw situation. I want to reference that there are so many points that she makes small comments about his body that makes it very clear. Like, he fondled me with a paw, or like, you know, like, it's just so many references to him still being a teddy bear.
I choose to only imagine just a very soft teddy bear paw every time, because that's just funny to me.
Okay, do you think he can spank if he's a teddy bear?
I mean, to the extent that you could take the limb of a teddy bear and like whack somebody with it. Sure.
I'm just curious. Yeah. It's just a soft puff, like a puff of air. Stop it.
Spank okay. me, Teddy.
Stop. Stop right now. I'm trying really hard not to like howl laugh into the microphone. Okay. So anyway, enough about spanking. There is no spanking to my knowledge.
Wait, why are we talking about it?
I just thought of it. You were talking about the paw, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think he can spank.
I thought it was relevant.
I don't think this man can spank her. I will also say they aren't super clear on like the anatomy of the face either, because he kisses her cheek. He like kind of nibbles her ear, but they don't talk, you know, because typically you have the stitches, right? Like the little stitches of the nose and the mouth.
Right.
And so like they don't talk about how, and they don't kiss on the lips with each other, I don't think. So I'm kind of, we've talked about this in the past. So I'm just kind of curious, like, what would that look like? Also, he doesn't go down on her ever. So I'm like,
which I'm fine with that.
I mean, like, fine, but like, I want to know the anatomy, Holly Wild. Please tell us more about this bear. But I will move on. Okay, so he gets her undressed and is paying her lots of compliments. Mm-hmm. And I will also note that his penis is growing under his pants. It sounds like through this book, he just keeps getting bigger and bigger, both with his penis and his full ass body. Like
it's like in Alice in Wonderland when she gets really, really big, yes, and starts to outgrow the house she's sitting in. That's actively happening to this bear right
to
now.
To his penis, too.
Yeah, like, well, I would hope, because, although it would be funny if his whole body except for that was getting bigger.
His penis just gets, sorry, I hit my microphone. His penis just gets smaller and smaller, or like stays the same size, he just gets bigger and bigger. Just
exactly the same.
Okay, well, I want to say that she does say this quote, "I love the sound of his cock coming to life."
What does it sound like?
Well, I think she's saying like it's like stretching against the fabric of his pants. I don't know. Don't talk to me about it. Okay. Sure. So I also want to say that he's so big that when he gets up from the bed, she describes it as, quote, "thunder booms within the room. The crushing weight of his feet landing on the ground quakes everything surrounding us." This is a big boy. This is a big boy.
That's a big friend.
So that's a big friend. Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is a new one, but we also find out what his breath smells like. Would you like to guess?
Honey.
Yes. There's the faint smell of honey. And when we finally get his pants ripped off, because they do rip off. I mean, the tension has grown taunt.
Have to.
Yes. And so we get this description. "His massive bear hood unfurls itself in front of me and bounces with its newfound freedom."
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Bear hood, like manhood.
Manhood, yes. That's a replacement.
I was like, it's hooded?
Yeah.
No, sorry. He's uncircumcised. Which is completely normal.
So okay. We love all penises here.
No concerns on my part. No. I just realized that that's not what you meant.
In case you've missed the point, I want to reiterate again here. I have a bullet point that says, it's a huge fucking massive bear-like penis, okay? Like, again, we never stop talking about the size of his bear puffy penis. And here's, okay, as I'm talking, I'm thinking about this. Mm-hmm. Because we obviously have a massive penis, and she will obviously fuck the bear. But we never talk about necessarily the cushiony element of the penis.
Yeah, like, is it squishy like a teddy bear? I've been wondering it this whole time.
Do you remember when we did Crushed by the Inflatables or whatever? Inflatables one.
Yes.
And we were talking about, like, she talks specifically about how there's, like, air. Like, it is an air penis, right? Because it's an inflatable.
Yeah.
I just think to myself, how erect. I mean, it's erect. But like, how solid is a teddy bear penis?
What is the stuffing within?
Yeah. Well, we'll get into the stuffing. But that's for a later note. So she gets a little taste of his penis, and it's soft, like, quote, "feathered cotton candy." And it tastes like, quote, "marshmallow cloud, sweet and soft and sticky."
Doesn't make any sense, but I'm going to roll with it.
I think like the marshmallow is leaning into the fluffy concept, right?
As if bears are full of marshmallows.
Perhaps. Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it's like a woods thing, like having s'mores or something. I don't know.
That's a fun idea.
Yeah, I like that idea. Okay, so she's giving him oral, and he's now calling her his new pet name, which is Birthday Girl. And so you hear a lot of Birthday Girl in this.
Great.
And he does say to her, quote, "let me be the cake you feast on tonight. I want to leave you breathless like you blew out 1,000 candles. I want to be your every wish come true, Mia." So a lot of his dirty talk is referenced to birthday girl type things.
Yeah, like, very birthday themed.
Yes. Quote, "are you ready to be opened up like the gift you are?" Which is like such a confidence booster.
Yeah, right? Wow. Like, I am a gift. Like, I am a gift.
Thanks. So as we get to the main event, I want you to know that, again, he's still made of the teddy bear material, like that soft, fuzzy material.
Right.
And I'm just going to let you piece together what that material would feel like when wet. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Great, great, great. And I also want you to think about that in your mouth. All right. So on to the next to the next point. You're shaking your head.
Hairball.
Gross.
I said it.
Okay.
I'm just being honest. Anyway.
She does end up riding the bear. Okay. And another dirty moment is when he like says to her, I forgot to chime this in earlier. Who says you can't have your cake and eat it too?
Sure.
Okay, sure. Okay, so she rides the bear and then he moves to a standing position and she mentions that her head is nearly touching the ceiling. That's how tall he is.
Does he have the shortest torso?
What do you mean?
Because, okay, so if he is so tall that she's almost up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And she's riding him, right?
Yeah.
So like reasonably... For her head
have to have a very, yes, I get what you're saying.
Like now. Really long legs, and then for the rest of him to not be through the ceiling, he would have to have like a really short torso and maybe no neck.
Yeah, take that like, into consideration when you're drawing, okay?
Oh, well, I mean, I gave him the tiniest bit of neck, but just pretend you don't see it. I'll make it,
that's fair.
I'll make it bigger.
Okay, that's fair. So then he throws her on the bed and gets on top. And I also need to read this line to you because it was just so wild. Quote, my tits are tracing hoops in the air. My nipples directing the gyrations. No, don't interrupt me when I'm in the middle of this. My nipples directing the gyrations like an air traffic controller every time they bounce.
Wow.
No, you had to hear it at its entirety. It wasn't just tits tracing hoops in the air. No, it was nipples directing gyrations like an air traffic controller every time they bounce.
I need everyone to imagine me doing air traffic controller arms right now because I am.
I would have to imagine if your titties are as free as you believe they are. Okay. They're just whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop, just out and about.
Like, and if they're doing hoops.
Yeah.
Then like air traffic control does not. I mean, like I.
At best, you're getting like. How do I even explain what my arms are doing right now?
Circles? Like, it's almost like a band.
Yeah, like circles. There has to be
a band director, like, anyway. Yeah,
the nipples are a fixed point. Not a fixed point, but they're like.
I don't know.
They're tracing a circle. And it's guiding the motion of the rest of the breast. This makes complete sense.
This, sure, I suppose. anyway, on to the next. She does get her big O, which is great. And then he pulls out and says, I'm so sorry. He pulls out and says, quote, here's some extra icing for the birthday girl. This book has so many good one-liners. I can't get over it. So, okay.
I love it.
Okay, we're towards the end of the book. I'm going to finish out. I should have said this earlier, but what do you think this is going to end us with? How do you think we're going to wrap this up?
Are her friends who are also in the building with this monstrous thunder bear going to walk in?
No, but she does mention at one point that this place is so big that everybody has their own wing to the house, so no one could hear her. But I'm like, if he's shaking the house with his feet.
Completely unreasonable, but I will suspend my disbelief.
Okay. He says he gives her the extra icing and then some because with a growl, he shoots out his fluffy release everywhere and she opens her mouth like it's snowing and she like tastes its sugary sweet. But then he just keeps coming and then he keeps coming and then he keeps coming all over her and the bed and the room and then
forever and ever
and then never stops. And you hear him say, happy birthday, Mia. And everything is shaking like an earthquake. Okay. Again, just fluff everywhere.
Surely it's a dream, right?
The room is being drowned in his fluffy essence. Okay. Sorry, I hit my mic again. But when Mia kind of comes back to the moment and like looks around at the absolute mess, she is not getting her deposit back on this rental. When she comes back to the moment, she realizes her big bear isn't anywhere to be found. And she looks around and between her legs is a small teddy bear, the exact size as the one she fucked back that one night in college. And she curls up with her teddy bear and goes to sleep. The end.
The teddy bear from college was so pent up, full of cum from all the years they hadn't specifically birthday hooked up that he became huge.
He probably, honestly, he probably didn't even get off that night. So yeah, it's probably been blue balls for years.
For like however
10
long
years, probably.
Insane. However long it's been since college. That's why he was so big.
That is insane. Okay. Okay. Some things I left out that I probably should have mentioned. He does have the little cute round ears.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I assume.
She played with and they're very ticklish. The features of this bear were just very funny to me. I wish I could have included it all, but I would have then just read the book to you. No, that is perfect, Hope.
This is Mia for scale.
That's Mia for scale. Amazing. What does it say?
It says
all
teddy bears are one mind.
Oh my gosh. That's like a cult.
Yeah. Well,
okay, take
a
picture. Take a picture, send it to me. I will put it on our Instagram. All right. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Isn't that a pretty good birthday episode?
It is.
Well, let's get to our scorecard. Diversity, we have no descriptions of anybody, which is fine by me. You know?
You know, it's okay. Let us project our own thoughts onto it.
Yeah, let us see ourselves in Mia, you know? Plot, I will say there was 100% not a plot here.
Yeah, the plot was birthday adventure.
Yeah, I would say that's okay. That's fine.
I didn't need a plot.
Minimal plot. I will give that a 2 at best. What are you giving it?
I'm going to give it a 3 because I don't care if there's not a plot.
The smut, I'm going to give a 1.5 because I love the descriptions. The one-liners were hilarious. The only thing is that it was pretty vanilla for the sake of like, they didn't do any crazy positions. They didn't do any, like she wrote him, he wrote her. That was it. Are you like enamored? Like, what are you looking at? You're so enamored with your drawing.
First of all, I'm making sure that I send you my beautiful bear drawing.
Okay.
And also, I am in deep consideration of how I'm going to give the smut a 3 for its creativity in nature.
Okay, you're giving it a 3.
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of low for you.
It's a really, well, yeah.
You typically overscore and I typically underscore.
That's true.
Okay, I'll go down to a 4. You've convinced me. With no convincing at all. Okay. In there is 2 links. Hope,
okay. Oh.
Because the top one is the most recent. That's the most common. I think she redid her covers. And I want us to judge it based on the first one. No, the top one. Top
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no,
Okay. The top one is the most recent one. And I want us to base it off of that one since that's the one we're all going with. But I do want you to just see the second one. Okay.
Okay. So. First ones first, delightfully illustrated, very more realistic to what an animal bear looks like on the front. So background is pink with like little colorful squigglies that kind of look like sprinkles or perhaps some birthday confetti. Make it what you want. It says banging my birthday bear in really big all caps letters. Thank you, Holly Wild. It's by Holly Wild. And there's a picture of just the buffest bear I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I look at it and think it looks like a teddy bear, but I would say I look at it and think that's the buffest bear I ever saw in my whole life. And obviously he's hot for a bear. You can tell.
Yeah.
He's making eyes at you.
Yeah. Will you just take a peek? Well, okay. I guess I give this cover a 5. I think it's very cute. I think it's very super fun. Cute.
The illustration.
What are you going to give it?
I also want to give it a 5. I love the illustration style. I love the little smirky face on this bear. This bear looks more reasonably attractive than the one I was envisioning in my mind. But obviously the one that I drew on my pages is the best one.
Yes. Now I want you to look at, I don't know if I can get the old one. Yes. Look at the old one. No, this is what I wanted it to be though. Okay.
I need to compose myself. If it's just one.
I'm going to put this on our Instagram and have people vote on which cover they like the most because so, this is iconic.
To clarify, this one was first?
Yes. I think that this was the first one they used.
And they changed it?
Yes. Can you believe that?
I'm going to try really hard to describe this and I don't know how well I'm going to do it. But...
Do it.
This work of art has a
there's like a very faint picture of what I assume is supposed to be like the big rental house, like windows of it, and it's got like a pink plush behind it. It's just there for background. There is the most buff teddy bear I've ever seen. Ruthie confirms.
Ruthie agrees
that it's really buff. I'm gonna let her take a moment to sink in.
I love this because it looks okay. First of all, it could be AI art, but what I love most about it is it's the fluffy bear material until you get to the abs, and it's like they cut out some sort of plastic abs and like smacked it on this bear.
It looks like they just with like a lasso tool in Photoshop took out a human man's abs and just kind of put it in the abs region of this bear. And I want to clarify that the bear has like big furry but like muscular buff furry arms and like a furry buff chest and like not really paws so much as hands. Is he holding what is that? A champagne?
No, I think it might be a flute.
It kind of looks like one of those things from the 90s and 2000s that's like full of gel and glitter. And it's like really slippery. Those tubes.
It looks like those tubes that you couldn't hold on to.
Exactly. That's what it looks like. I do think I can't tell because this is banging my birthday bear in big letters, kind of over it, and the picture's faded. But it looks like he's wearing shorts or underpants.
Yeah, he's got shorts on for sure.
Why would you ever change this? Beautiful bear photo. This one, I will say, much more closely aligned with what I drew.
Yes, that is very true.
Obviously better. This is the best one.
Yeah, I like it too. I give them both fives for different reasons.
Fives across the board.
So that leaves us both at a 73%. So what was your Sesmat moment from this?
Looking at the original cover of this book is my Sesmat moment. I enjoyed the incorporation of flavors of this bear completely unnecessary because it was a stuffed animal the whole time. Like, he still had like a sweet honeyness to him and also like a sweet fluffy sugariness to his flavors, and absolutely none of that was necessary because it's just a stuffed bear. I don't know why he was so big. That was pretty crazy. The biggest bear I've ever heard of.
Well, and I think I went into this fully believing that, I mean, she agrees with me, fully believing that we wouldn't have any like crazy penis descriptions or like penis tastes or anything. You know, it's a bear. Like, I don't think to myself, like, this bear is going to have any taste. And like, I do love that we completely leaned into the fluff idea. The fact that he just, what shocked me was the end when he just kept spraying fluff. I mean, it was fluff on fluff.
It never ended. And then he got real small. Well, oh, the biggest say smut. Sorry, Ruthie can't believe this book. The biggest say smut for me is that he became once again his small, small bear self. And I guess the hive mind.
Yeah. Yeah. I am curious. I think I made up some shit earlier when I said like, there's a series because it said at the end of my book, like a sneak peek into the next book. And then it was like Mia again doing some crazy shit. So I have to believe that she just keeps fucking inanimate objects for her birthday.
If there's one for her 33rd birthday, I think I should read it.
Yeah, I think you should too. I'll do some research to let you know. No, I thought the one-liners were incredible.
Unbelievable.
Some extra icing. I mean, the fact, what else did we say here? I just think like the titties tracing hoops in the air. I mean,
hey, free them. That's what I'm always saying.
As always, we will invite you, Holly. I know that you got a 73%, but that really had to do with our scoring card and not to do with the value of what you brought in this book.
It's 100% in my heart.
So you are so invited onto this show to talk to us a little bit more about bear anatomy. Because I have questions about his mouth. I've got questions why he didn't go down on her. It's okay that he didn't. I just, you know, typically we get that. That's typically something we get. So
maybe we didn't want to know the truth and we just didn't know what we didn't want to know.
Maybe we couldn't accept the truth.
Yeah, you know? But we're still ready to hear it. I just want to clarify.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, with that said, you can find us if you so choose on TikTok, Instagram, and not Twitter. We are not on there anymore at Smut Podcast. And additionally, we'd love to hear your book recommendations. So send those our way via email at saysmutpodcast@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. We love it. We have such a great time chatting with you. So chat with us. Don't listen to us. Chat with us.
Or do listen to us, but then also follow it up with chatting.
With some chatting. We're yappers. So if you'd like to, you can pop us a rating or review on the podcast platform of your choosing. And you can wish Hope a happy birthday. Because
you don't have to.
But I will say you have to. She won't say it. She will never say it. I'll say it. Everybody wish Hope a happy birthday. And Hope, happy birthday. Nice. Thank you for staying smutty with us through the last, almost year and a half now. Yeah. And staying smutty with me and my life. And
yes, I'll always be smutty with you.
we'll always be smutty. Don't tell your husband. No, but everyone stay safe out there and stay smutty.
Yes, make sure all of your friends have their own wings before you have relations with your big birthday teddy bear.
And let us know if they can spank. That's what we want to
know. Yeah, let us know if it's soft like a or not.
Bye-bye.